I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Squawk 7000's weekly roundup of aviation news, brought to you in partnership with flyinginireland.com and pilot.ie. This episode is brought to you by pilot.ie, Ireland's leading online resource for student, private and commercial pilots. Discover comprehensive flight training, aviation resources, and more, tailored to your needs at pilot.ie. And remember to subscribe and to keep us as your top choice for Ireland's aviation podcast, delivering news to your device every Monday morning. I'm Michael Cummin. The headlines this week. The Regional Airports Programme 21 to 2025 public consultation has been launched by the Department of Transport. Emerald Airlines launches a new Cork-Bristol route. Avia Solutions establishes global headquarters in Dublin, creating 50 jobs. Ryanair and Repsol sign an MOU to advance sustainable aviation fuel supplies. And the National Flight Centre gets Irish Aviation Authority approval for EASA type rating training. A new six times weekly service operated by Emerald Airlines on behalf of Aer Lingus Regional from Cork to Bristol had its inaugural flight recently. The new service provides a new connection between the south of Ireland and the biggest city in the southwest of the UK. Its service is operated by an ATR 72-600, which emits 45% less CO2 than regional jets. The addition of Bristol to the expanded route network at Cork Airport opens direct air connectivity between two cultural cities. Avia Solutions, an aircraft leasing, crew maintenance and insurance provider, has established its global headquarters in Dublin to create up to 50 jobs in the capital. Avia was previously headquartered in Lithuania and had its registered offices in Cyprus. It provides services including passenger and cargo wet leasing, maintenance, repair and overhaul, ground handling, recruitment and pilot and crew training. It has a fleet of 173 aircraft across its subsidiaries. Its customers include Lufthansa, Turkish Airlines, Wizz Air, Ryanair and SAS. Avia is the parent company of SmartLynx Airlines, Avion Express, BPN Airlines, ClassJet and Magma Aviation. The group has offices worldwide and had almost 5,500 full-time staff at the end of 2022, up from 4,700 a year earlier. Ryanair and Repsol have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to advance the supply of sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, at Ryanair airports across Spain and Portugal, further increasing the airline's pathway to net zero strategy. While SAF is a crucial enabler of aviation decarbonisation, it only accounts for a small fraction of the current jet fuel usage worldwide. This agreement with Repsol gives Ryanair access to up to 155,000 tonnes of SAF between 2025 and 2030. That's the equivalent of over 28,000 flights from Dublin to Madrid, saving approximately 490,000 tonnes in CO2 emissions. Ryanair has set an ambitious goal of using 12.5 SAF by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2050. Ryanair has, in the meantime, released its passenger figures for April, showing they carried 16 million passengers on the 89,650 flights operated during the month. It had an average of 94% load factor and an increase of 1.8 million on the numbers carried in April 2022. Unfortunately, Ryanair cancelled over 650 flights that affected around 118,000 passengers due to the French air traffic control strikes in April. The airline has called on all EU citizens to sign their Protect Overflights petition on Ryanair.com. And this, they say, will force the EU Commission to take action to protect overflights. The National Flight Centre announced that it has been approved by the Irish Aviation Authority to conduct training for EASA type ratings in the Airbus A320 and Boeing 737-300-900 aircraft. Currently, it provides renewals and revalidations in simulator centres in Dublin and London. Minister of State at the Department of Transport Jack Chambers has launched a public consultation to inform a mid-term review of the Regional Airports Programme 2021 to 2025. The closing date for receipt of submissions is June 16th at 6 o'clock. On Sunday, April 16th last, a special ceremony was held at Fitzmaurice Place in Portlaoise to mark the 95th anniversary of the first east-west transatlantic flight in April 1928. Representatives of the Irish Air Corps, the Irish United Nations Veterans Association, Post 27, Portlaoise Branch, elected representatives of Laois County Council, the Colonel Fitzmaurice Commemoration Committee and the Laois Heritage Society were in attendance. The Colonel Fitzmaurice Commemoration Committee has announced that several more events are planned for 2023. Firstly, there will be a public display of the Portlaoise plane at the Abbey Leakes House and Farm Estate, open day on Saturday, June 3rd, in conjunction with the Gordon Bennett Rally. On the day, there'll also be an air display, weather permitting, and a collection of other planes to view. It's also hoped to display a working model of the Portlaoise plane, which was expertly crafted and recreated by Dermot Gannon. Later in the year, possibly during Heritage Week in August, the committee will organise the inaugural flight of the Portlaoise plane model, amongst other activities. In the long term, and with the 100th anniversary in mind, a full-length feature documentary on the life and times of Colonel James Fitzmaurice has been commissioned. Ireland West Airport has announced that Breakthrough Cancer Research, Diabetes Ireland, the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, the Children's Cancer Fund, the Royal National Lifeboat Institution and the Mayo Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals have been selected by airport staff as their charity partners for 2023. The airport is extending its charity partners from 3 to 6 in 2023 in recognition of these charities' local and national work. Several events will take place during 2023, including the headline event, which will be the annual 5K Run for Fun, which will take place on the runway at Ireland West Airport in September, with details from the airport in the next couple of weeks. Staying in the West, a record 77,000 passengers passed through Ireland West Airport in April, making it the busiest April in the airport's 38-year history. The passenger numbers represented a 7.5% increase on the previous busiest April in 2019, and a 10% increase on April 2022 figures. April was also the first month passenger numbers using the airport returned to pre-COVID 2019 passenger levels, recognising the increased demand for travel to and from the airport. Following a solid start for 2023, the airport is forecasting passenger numbers to exceed 2019 levels and reach a record 850,000 passengers for the year. Aer Lingus has ferried an Airbus A321-200NXLR to Dublin before being given an Irish registration and deploying it onto the carrier's transatlantic run this north and summer season. Golf Echo India Romeo Hotel flew to Dublin on April 25th and will be re-registered as Echo India Lima Romeo Hotel. Are you ready to take your flying skills to a new height? Pilot.ie sponsors today's podcast. They're the leading online platform in Ireland that offers a wide range of flight training and resources for student pilots, private pilots, and commercial pilots.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
RTE News this week reported that more than half of the 727 staff employed by the Irish Aviation Authority last year received pay over €100,000. This is according to new figures in the IAA's 2022 annual report, which showed that company revenues increased by €45 million, or 28%, to €207.5 million as the authority continued its COVID-19 recovery. Pre-tax profits at the IAA increased marginally from €11.37 million to €11.96 million for 2022. Numbers employed by the authority last year increased by 13 from 714 to 727, and those earning over €100,000 the previous year totaled 410, representing 56% of the numbers employed. Last year, the primary sources of IA revenues arose from en route at €129.7 million, €28.88 million for terminal, and €20.57 million for the North Atlantic Communications. The Business Press this week reported that the operators of the Aer Lingus regional service Dublin-based Emerald Airlines has been warned by a pilot union ALPA that it may ballot its members for industrial action up to and including strikes if the carrier's management does not agree to negotiate a collective agreement with the union. But the airline has criticised the union for threatening the ballot as it approaches the busy summer season. Emerald has also insisted that it has been constructively dealing directly with the pilots and has already improved their terms and conditions, including pay. Emerald Airlines CEO Keith Butler said the carrier is already engaged in direct dialogue and negotiation with its staff through its employee representative group, resulting in significant improvements in pay and conditions. Ryanair has announced that it has added extra flights across multiple Irish routes, including Glasgow-Dublin, Dublin-Glasgow, La Rochelle-Dublin and Dublin-La Rochelle, ahead of 2023's highly anticipated Rugby European Challenge Cup final and Heineken Champions Cup final, both taking place in Dublin this month. Thanks to Pilot.ie for sponsoring today's podcast. Their comprehensive Irish online platform offers extensive flight training and resources to support pilots at every level, from student pilots to commercial pilots. And finally, in dates for your diary, the Ballyboy Breakfast Fly-In is on May 28th. And the Nicholson family and the Mourne Flying Club would like to invite you to their annual fly-in barbecue on the 17th of June at Kilkeel. This event has gone from strength to strength every year and it just keeps improving. And this year will be no exception, we're told. Mark it in your calendars, book the time off work, wash the aeroplane and bring the family to the Kilkee fly-in in 2023. I promise you, they write their own script. And remember, if you've any aviation news that you'd like to share, include us in your news emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie. Remember too, we have over 136 episodes of Squawk 7000 in the library, including our series of extended interviews with people from the world of aviation. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.